We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, the University of Miami women's volleyball team off to a great start. 12-2, Tano Gondra is with us. 12-2, best 14-game start since 2011. Tano, congrats on the start. Why do you think your
Thank
team?
You.
Yeah, congrats. Why so much success so early? What's been the key for you?
Well, I think it's a combination of, we got a good group of returners, young players with some good experience, good leaders, and we've had some time. You know, last year was a tough year, and we kept the same group around, and it's so far is so good.
You seem to be doing a great job sweeping your opponents against NC State. It was the 10th time this season that you were able to do that.
Yeah, I think the plan is to win three sets, and so we don't control what they do, and definitely we enjoy the rest, but we'll do it any way we can, and it's just a bonus, right? But we just go out and we're ready for every match. Every opponent is a big opponent, and we're ready for the next one.
Coach, is there one thing that you've been able to zero in on this year, one or two things that have been consistently good for you?
Well, I think on paper, you look at looking at our stats, our defense has been as good as ever since I've been at Miami. But I think that comes from the way we're training, the chemistry on the group. You know, I think we have some seniors, but we are kind of led by this group of younger players, and it doesn't matter what class you're in. We're getting along, and we're competing hard, and we're training hard, and there's this comfort on addressing weaknesses, and there's all this trust, and like we're gonna, get connected to it and give it a good shot, and the expectations are that if it's not this weekend, it'll be the next weekend. We're very comfortable where the way we're training.
Coach, you're 3-1 in the ACC. Give us the forecast for conference play for the rest of the year.
Well, we're in the middle of a tough stretch with four matches in, I think, 10 days. It's always difficult, to balance that rest, recovery, keep the edge on and prepping for the next opponent. And for us, every opponent is a big one, and no bigger than tomorrow night or the next night. But I think down the road, we have some tough opponents at home, which is always nice, and we have a couple breaks that I think will pay off as far as recovery, and after next weekend, after this Friday's game, we get 2 days off, and then down the road we have another week where we only have one match. So I think those are key for to prep for the following week. As you know, it's a long season.
Along those lines, Coach, you think we in whatever sport it is, we always argue who has the best conference, the toughest conference. Where do you put the ACC in women's volleyball? It's got to be near the top, right?
Yeah, I think particularly this year, our teams have done well in the preseason. We have three teams ranked in the top 25. I think they're top 10, all three, and they're legit, So I think we're kind of sneaking up the top. There are some the Big Ten has traditionally been pretty good. The Big 12, Pac-12 has some good opponents. And obviously Kentucky from the SEC won last year. So Texas in the Big 12. So that's kind of been the deal. But if you look at the results from the first month of the season, there's been a lot of quote-unquote upsets. And I don't believe as stacked as it was in the past. I think any given night, like you always hear the cliche, you have a chance. And so we're in the middle of this conference that everybody has a shot, everybody's winning, and we're very excited to be a part of it.
Coach, talk about the play of Savannah Vack, I believe is how you pronounce her last name. She leads the team with 5 double-doubles this season.
Yeah, she's incredible. Just in the gym during the week, just a pleasure to coach. She's She's difficult to coach because she's always on task and doing most of the stuff she's responsible for well. But she's becoming this player that can lead without saying much. And just the way she behaves, everything's important to her. Any weakness you address, she's on it the next week on her own. She doesn't need a drill to work on stuff. She's very independent and self-motivated. She runs our offense. She's becoming a better blocker. I don't know if you looked at her serving stats, but she's I can't tell you exactly how many aces, but I think she's only missed one serve the whole season, which is incredible. And she does it, you know, every day in practice. So for me, it's not that amazing, but she's really having a good season.
No pun intended here, but Angela Grieve is killing it, right? She's ninth in the conference with 158 kills, 3.5 per set.
Yeah, Angie is playing beyond her year. She's only playing her second, you know, third year, but second, she's a sophomore. And her job become way more loaded when Lisa graduated. Lisa Lukianova, who was our leader, kill leader last year. So she's taking that role and being she's attacking at a much more efficient rate and becoming a better blocker and just seems so calm to calm and poised in her role. It's been a calming force on the court, even though she's one of our feistiest competitors.
We were talking earlier, Coach, with Coach L and Coach Meyer, how their sport is being transformed with the transfer portal. How much do you have to deal with that in volleyball?
Well, first of all, those guys, I was listening to the show. I love listening to them. They're great leaders for our department, and I get excited when basketball starts. It's about the halfway point of our season, so the best of luck to them. In regards to the transfer portal, it's when you're in season and you keep an eye on it, is a little distracting, right? But and you always hope you have scholarships available because there's so many good players entering the portal that you always want to have a spot for them. But yeah, I think the effect of the COVID is still to be deciphered, and obviously the portal has open a new avenue in recruiting that is very, motivating. All these kids have another shot to get it right, and they're motivated to find the right place. They're more mature. The conversations are more interesting in the sense that we go right to what the essence of competing at the collegiate level. They know what they want. They know what they need. We know what we expect from our players. So it's a really comfortable and sincere conversation. And pretty quickly, you find out if they're the right kid for your program.
Coach, you got a pretty good, pretty big game coming up against those Florida State Seminoles. You need some support out there, I'm sure.
Yeah, we would love to get as many people as possible and allowed by the department. But I think we had a good environment last weekend. The girls are excited. I don't need to do much to get them fired up for the Noles. But I think we're ready. We're playing well, and they're a good team, and we're very excited for it.
That's wild, right? I mean, you play Florida State. Doesn't matter the sport at the University of Miami. It's just the pressure, the tension gets ratcheted up a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. And doesn't take much to feel that. The freshmen already know, and we're ready.
Coach Ken Ogondre is our guest here on the Hurricane Hotline, Miami and Florida State. They'll play tomorrow. And, Coach, along those lines, home court advantage, you mentioned that. You see this around your sport. It is one where the home match environment is very important.
Yeah, and we have a unique facility where it's very different from most of the facilities we play at. So we love our home gym, and I don't think our visitors like it that much, but we think it's a great venue, and it's great for the players and great for the fans, and I hope it's rocking tomorrow night.
It always makes a big difference having that home field advantage, doesn't it, Coach?
Yeah, it's. I mean, the obvious, right? You don't have to travel and all that, but it's just the comfort level. And in our gym, with the lower ceiling, our players are familiar with it. The bounces of the rafters and the lighting and all that. So yeah, it's huge for our sport with the perspective of the serving and passing. It's huge.
Coach, how about the length of your season? You play a lot of matches. You practice a long time. The players, it's a pretty physical sport. It's a long season, isn't it? How do you maintain all of that and monitor where they are in terms of being in great shape throughout the entire season?
Well, Joe, as you know, last season we had to play both semesters, and that was new to all of us. Right. And so we had a short summer break, and recovery is essential. So how do you balance, you know, getting your body a little break and then starting to gear up again for the next season? So my staff and I had to – we did a bunch of research. We had some – we changed a lot of things. We're addressing it differently. We're training differently. We're valuing recovery and what we do after practice as much as what we do before. And I will find out, you know, how much it helps, but it's something that we feel is very critical, you know, to have players healthy and available to play. And then we'll get them stronger and become more skilled. But the availability is a challenge. And these kids come in with a lot of mileage in their bodies from club volleyball. And a lot of times we're the ones helping them learn about managing their bodies and recovery and all these essentials for them to be able to compete at the highest level.
You know, much like Coach Meyer and Coach L, you've been with your program now since 2013. First of all, does it feel like it's been that long? But secondly, the importance of that continuity and being able to build a program.
Yeah, it's sometimes it feels like a long time ago, but you know, my son was 2 years old, and it's just been fun. We love it here, and it has not. I love going to work, and every year is so different. You know, you get your roster. It doesn't matter how many players you return; it's just a completely different thing. So, I get excited about it, and so as far as the continuity, I think so much has to do with your staff. And just keeping honest to those values, to those principles that you believe in, and sometimes they get tested. But at the end of the day, you know what works, and just hang in there. And the game has changed, but it always comes back to these basic things and the essentials. And I think our players are learning the importance of those basic skills. And so it's been fun to watch them value them and address them and get better at them.
Keno, you've done a great job. Best of luck against those Noles tomorrow. We'll be keeping an eye on it, or maybe we'll just drop into the gym and watch that one.
That's right.
Yeah, I appreciate that. 8 p.m. tomorrow night.
All right.
Go Canes.
8 p.m. against the Florida State Seminoles. Always a great match. Keno, thanks for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. He has done a tremendous job with that program.
And loves his job, right? Yeah. You just hear it. I have gone through the basketball arena while they've been playing, and you just stop. You know what I mean? You just stop and watch it. It's a lot of energy, and that fan base that they have that shows up for them is very, very loyal.
Volleyball has taken off, man. It's a great sport.
You know, it's dipped into that soccer deal. You know, I mean, it's probably stealing some players out of the soccer.
He's got great enthusiasm, great rapport with his players.
Oh, you can see it.
Yeah. Okay, let me talk to you for a moment. And we've mentioned this here about the last month or so, at Williamson Buick GMC, they announced a limited-time vehicle buyback program. So here's how this works. You can bring in your pre-owned vehicle, and they're going to buy you out of your current Ally or GM financial lease. It's contingent on current equity and dealer's final appraisal. Also, you will get the best trade value the automotive industry has seen in years, because that's what they do at Williamson Buick GMC. And then, not only that, throw this one in there. You're going to avoid lease-end penalties like excess mileage and wear and tear. So, at Williamson Buick GMC, the best deals going on right now. You don't want to miss this very exciting opportunity. You can schedule your appraisal today. You can check out their state-of-the-art facility. It's easy to find. US 1 and 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto Expressway. Stop by. You will see Ed Williamson or his lovely wife, Carol. They are always in the showroom. And this has been going on for about a month now. So don't miss out on this amazing opportunity where you bring in your pre-owned vehicle and they buy you out of your current vehicle. You can do this right now. Williamson Buick GMC, your premier luxury dealership. Williamson is Miami.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.